Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, temperatures are cooling across Israel. In Tel Aviv and Haifa, it's a pleasant evening with clear skies. Jerusalem is experiencing a cooler night, perfect for a stroll outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Times of Israel reports that a new U.S. pinpoint missile raises civilian risk concerns after deadly strikes in Iran. Also, the Jerusalem Post notes that the Israeli Navy is acting to deter Turkish maritime aggression as Ankara encroaches on areas of interest. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Kiryat Shmona faces a battle for its students as the school year begins amid challenges. Separately, I-24 News warns that Iran and Hamas are stepping up attack plots in the West Bank. And finally, from JTA, a Jewish Zionist politician joins the Arab party Ra'am to challenge Netanyahu in the upcoming elections. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted earlier that Hakeem Jeffries condemned antisemitism by Hassan Piker on CNN. Gideon Sa'ar, a former Israeli minister, stated earlier today that the Netherlands representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza due to anti-Israeli measures. Belaz News shared that Israel has ordered Dutch diplomats to leave following a new law from the Dutch parliament banning trade in products from beyond the Green Line. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Times of Israel report, the new U.S. pinpoint missile used in recent Iran strikes has raised alarms due to its proximity to civilians, with casualties reported within 50 meters of the blast sites. Iranian officials say 21 people, including 7 children, died. These developments may escalate tensions between the U.S. and Iran, affecting regional stability. Turning to the situation at sea, the Jerusalem Post highlights that the Israeli Navy is on high alert as Turkey's actions threaten areas near Greece and Cyprus. This move could strain relations between Israel and Turkey further, impacting maritime security. Meanwhile, in Kiryat Shmona, Ynet reports that the community starts the school year with fewer students and visible scars from past conflicts. Officials are striving to restore a sense of normalcy despite these challenges, which could affect the region's educational landscape. On security matters, I-24 News warns of Iran and Hamas increasing their plots in the West Bank. This alarming news comes as Israel remains vigilant to prevent escalations, crucial for maintaining peace in the area. Lastly, in political news, JTA reports that a former Yesh Atid lawmaker joined the Arab party Ra'am to oppose Netanyahu. This political shift could reshape alliances ahead of the elections, influencing Israel's political future. In financial news, first, CTEC reveals that Finland has extended its defense cooperation with Israel until 2034, despite backlash from Gaza. This agreement ensures a long-term partnership in military research and procurement. Separately, Globes reports that Vitania has bought out Benny Landa's share in a Ness Ziona project, now leased to Elbit Systems. This move indicates shifts in Israel's real estate and defense sectors. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that fuel prices were set to drop below 8 shekels per liter, but state intervention altered the trajectory. This is a crucial development for consumers watching fuel costs closely. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.